I'm not seeing a duck pond, Doctor, said Amy.
I'm not seeing much at all, said Rory.
Oh, we are in Ledworth, the Doctor assured them both. Well, probably. We might have drifted a short way off, of course, but Upper Ledworth, maybe. England, anyway. Great Britain. Earth, then. Oh, no, we're definitely on Earth. Give or take.
They were groping their way along a pitch-dark tunnel. The Doctor was using his sonic screwdriver as a torch. It shed a feeble green light over whitewashed brick walls and brown vinyl flooring. Strip lights lined the ceiling, all of them dead. Rory froze in his tracks and lowered his voice.
Did you hear? It sounds like rustling, agreed Amy.
And what's that smell?
The Doctor's screwdriver light had found something on the floor. He rushed over and crouched down beside it. It was a man. He wore combat fatigues, but they were torn and soaked in blood. The Doctor felt his neck for a pulse, but couldn't find one.
Oh, we're too late.
They could all hear several pairs of booted footsteps approaching at a run.
Ah, right, said the Doctor. Dead body, mysterious strangers. I know how the story goes. We are about to be accused of murder.
Glaring white torchlight spilled over the three of them. In the shadows behind the light, they could make out the shapes of four hefty men. Like the body on the floor, they were wearing fatigues, and they were also carrying guns.
Down on the ground, barked the leader of the soldiers. All three of you, now!
He was short and thick-set with a bristling black moustache. He wore rank insignia.